Hi, I'm sorry. Kimberly, my supervisor is actually in a meeting until 4 o'clock. I know it's only like 3 minutes, but the way that I'm looking at it is that I know that you're an existing customer, which is great, but I have to make a service to get that one put in. We do have.
Okay, well, I still want the same plan that I'm on that I'm
Oh,
paying
no, you're,
for.
what plan do you have?
I think I have the 2 gigabyte.
Okay, the 2 gigabyte for, I think it's $89.99, right?
I'm not quite sure. I've got it
Well,
on promotion.
it's normally 99 with auto pay. It's 89.
No, I think
Let
I'm
me.
paying 79.
Okay, give me
It was a
just a minute.
promotion.
Okay, give me 1 minute. Let me just get right in there. Sorry. Yeah, it would be $89.99, but you're paying $79.99 for the 2 gig?
Yes.
Because it's normally $79.99 for 1 gig with auto, and then it goes to 69. Okay, give me a minute. I will. Almost 4 o'clock. No, it's a pain in the neck. I know you're in the car. Would you like for me to call you back? And I know that you want your same service. Do you know what? What's your last name, Kimberly?
Thiel.
IEL. Okay. And I know I have your new address. And pull up your account. Okay. You said Giel?
Nope, T as in Tom, H as in Henry, I as in igloo, E as in Edward, L as in Lima.
Yeah, I don't know how I got a G out of a T. I am so sorry.
It's okay,
Giel.
it's the end of the day.
I hear you. Okay, gotcha. Okay, let me see what we have here. Cool. Yeah, you're paying $69.99 at Archtop Fiber service. Yep, you do have 2 gig at 79 with the auto pay. Oh no, here we go. No, it was active, outed, reoccurring. Okay, let me look up. Eleven 18 2026. Okay. All right. So yep, you do have it for the $79.99. I see no reason for us not to be able to do the same thing for you. So let me now. Actually, she should be out of her meeting. Let me see if she is. And I believe she is. Yay. Okay. And when are you moving?
I already moved.
Oh, okay. So you already moved. Okay. I do hear existing. just waiting for her to respond. I apologize.
Oh, no, you're okay.
I'm thinking that it's set up and will probably accommodate you with the pricing. That's what I'm thinking, but I don't want to say it. I mean, I don't see why we wouldn't just transfer you. I mean, with that promo.
Yeah, I don't know why either.
No, and I don't see there wouldn't be. I don't think there would be an issue with that. Because you're locked in until.
The person I spoke to the other day said that they needed the phone number of
the landlord, yeah. And that's why I was thinking that they were doing it as a regular, that's why I was thinking that. That's why we were in making it like an order. So, let's see.
Yeah, I don't think that's it.
Yeah, 2 gig. No Wi-Fi, no phone, none of that. Yeah, I think it's something that we'll just be changing the price on, I believe. So, let's see. Ian, what is the property owner's name?
Hold on. Let me get that for you.
Okay.
Property owner's name. Once my phone decides to come back to life, I'll get that for you.
No issue.
All right. So property owner's name is Anthony Allen.
A-L-L-E-N?
Yep.
Okay. And his phone number? What was it?
845.
Uh-huh.
217.
Mm-hmm.
0695.
Okay. And I think that's all I'm going to need on that. And now you are going to see we're not sure. And is your billing and your mailing address the same? Probably not, because you haven't changed it yet.
I haven't changed it yet.
Okay, so I'm going to say no for the moment. All right, good.
I'm working on that part.
Okay.
I had to move quickly because the house I was renting was condemned.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm glad you found something. It's so difficult and stressful. Okay, let's see. So we have, all right, we're going to, all right. So what is your mailing address? Actually, it's contact. Well, let me go back. I'm going to say you're going to change it.
You're under my old one.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
I haven't changed it yet.
You haven't changed it yet? All right. So,
but you can probably change it in your system to the residential.
Everything will be the same.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm going to say that they're the same because for right now, they're still the same because when your mail billing changes, it's going to go to the new, right? All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm just going to leave it as the same because you're going to be changing it. Does that sound like a good idea?
Yeah, that sounds perfect.
Okay. Next. All right, so Kimberly, E-L. And Kimberly, and your email is going to be, let me get this over here. I have it over here. It's going to be EMS
Chickpea 2. Yeah.
Okay. All right. hotmail.com. Okay, and phone number is going to be 603-313-0451.
Yep.
Right. Can I edit this part? Service and address. Next. And all right, so we are doing the paperless and the auto pay. And just to be a pain in the neck, because I know I'm kind of setting it up, can you give me your checking and routing number? Because I can't get it out of the system because it's kind of blocked off. And I will have my supervisor put it down to the $69.99, and then everything should go accordingly. We should be able to set an appointment to turn it on.
Okay, just give me 1 second.
No problem. That's not anything I have ready at hand.
Sorry, I'm just getting the...
Oh, no, no issue.
All right, the routing number is 03-11-01-334.
Okay. And the account number?
The account number is 411-00-876. 3130.
Okay, and this is your account, Kimberly?
Yes, it is.
All righty, that's that. Okay. This is where I'm putting in that this is a transfer of Okay, so what I did is I put, this is a transfer of service from 3556 Route 9W, Saugerties. You signed up on 11/19 with a promo of 2 gig for $79.99 and $69.99 with checking auto pay. And I said, please honor, and I'm going to put your account number down. Yeah.
Okay.
That way, we have a paper trail. Also... message supervisor about price. Okay. Perfect. Okay. So the quickest I could get in there is January 9th. That's a Thursday. Does that work for you, or is that not a good day for you?
What time on January 9th?
I have anywhere from, I have an 8, a 9:30, an 11, a 1:30, or the last appointment of the day is 3 p.m.
How long does the appointment go for?
We have a window of an hour and a half. It shouldn't take that long. You could do 8 a.m., 9:30, 11, 1:30 or 3. And approximately an hour and a half.
Okay, I can do the 9th at 8 a.m.
The 8 a.m.? Okay. Sometimes it's easier to go later into work than it is to get out early. Okay, so we will text you that you have a reminder that you have an appointment. You just have to be home. And I don't have to say leave your service on because you don't have any right now. So everything should be fine. And I will get with my supervisor and we will get that promo over there for you. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
You are very welcome. You have a great day.
You too.
Thanks. Use an arch top. Thanks.